From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Following 2.5 months of inactivity, Tropical Storm Claudette hit the Florida Panhandle early this morning. And now that basin's first hurricane is spinning in the open ocean. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has this update.
Claudette made landfall near Fort Walton Beach with winds of 50 miles per hour. The system has since been downgraded to a tropical depression, but its remnants will continue to deluge parts of southern Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi today. Forecasters at Miami's National Hurricane Center now have their attention on Bill, which has gained hurricane status with winds of 75 miles per hour. It's over 1,000 miles away from the nearest land and moving quickly, but Bill is expected to intensify into a major hurricane with winds in excess of 110 miles per hour. Models, though, show the system curving off to the north by later in the week. Anna, which was the first named storm of the season, is now a depression, with minimal impacts expected in the Central Caribbean. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
After spending yesterday touring the Grand Canyon with his family, President Obama is in Phoenix this morning, where he will speak to the National Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The speech to the VFW will focus on national security issues, including an update from the president on wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Currently, the U.S. is drawing down troop levels in Iraq, but a buildup is underway in Afghanistan, and that increase, part of a major military offensive there, has led to a rising number of American casualties. The president's remarks will also pay tribute to those who have served in the U.S. military and to those who've been part of overseas operations. He'll speak of the responsibility the nation has to veterans once they return home from combat. Mr. Obama has been on the road since Friday, having made stops to hold healthcare town halls in Montana and Colorado. He also visited the Yellowstone and Grand Canyon National Parks. He returns home to Washington tonight. Don Gagne, NPR News, Phoenix.
The Japanese government says the country's economy broke free of recession in the second quarter. Japan says its economy expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the April-June quarter on a strong rebound in exports. Japan now joins Germany, France, and other economies in recovering from the global financial crisis. The recovery in the second quarter was driven by robust demand for exports, such as video recorders and other electronics goods. The report says shipments to China and other emerging markets were particularly strong. Government stimulus measures also helped, such as cash handouts and incentives to buy ecological products. Stock prices were sharply lower in Tokyo today. The Nikkei average fell by 328 points, or 3.1%. It was the Nikkei's biggest one-day fall in nearly 5 months. This is NPR News. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake has hit off Japan's southern coast. It was felt in Taiwan and prompted a tsunami warning. Police in Japan say there are no immediate reports of damage or casualties on the island 80 miles from the quake's epicenter. The largest Lutheran denomination may be on the brink of allowing clergy in gay relationships to serve in the ministry. More than 1,000 clergy and lay people in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America opened their National Assembly today. NPR's Barbara Bradley Hackerty reports.
According to church policy, a pastor can be gay or celibate, but once he or she starts a relationship, the pastor can no longer serve. But in recent years, churches have grown unhappy with that policy, and 2 years ago, bishops were given permission to look the other way and not enforce it. Now it appears that an assembly of evangelical Lutherans could change both the church constitution and the rules about clergy in gay relationships. More than half of synods or regional groups have stated they want to end the restriction. Conservatives object, arguing there is nothing in the Bible that endorses gay relationships. But even they say they are weary of the fight and are already making plans to form a conservative synod within the denomination if they lose. Barbara Bradley Hackerty, NPR News.
In California, an evacuation order for the Santa Cruz mountain town of Bonny Doon has been lifted by authorities fighting wildfires. Residents of the town who made their way home along newly reopened roads were relieved to be out of immediate danger. However, concerns linger because containment lines built by firefighters were not holding back all of the fire. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.